Beth Gelman is our Keep the Faith podcaster, and we're delighted to have her. And her husband actually just debuted with the Tampa Opera. Is that right, Beth? The Tampa Opera?
Opera Tampa.
Opera Tampa. A fabulous new piece.
Yes. So there were. But it was on stage at Opera Tampa called Love v. Death, and it is two different acts. One, a crazy, crazy comic, dark humor, all about a crazy thing that happened here in Florida, and the other had to do with Typhoid Mary. So in one of the acts, well, death wins, and the other one, love wins.
Well, you know, it's just wonderful to have Beth here. She's an actress. She's a singer. She hails from Chicago. Been here a long time. What brought you to St. Pete?
So I came actually to so honored and privileged to take the executive director job at the Florida Holocaust Museum.
Absolutely. And, you know a little bit about Hanukkah.
Yes, I know. I know a little bit about Hanukkah. I grew up celebrating Hanukkah. Still celebrate Hanukkah with my family, but my husband is not Jewish, and so we always celebrated Daddy's family's holiday, which was Christmas as well.
So, talk of us a little bit about. We talked with Carrie and Rick Kreisman. So, there's a lot of interfaith couples,
right.
And how do you navigate this as a family?
Well, so I think that it's really important to be, of course, on the same page. And my husband, who is not a religious person at all, was really supportive in raising the family Jewish because he knew how much it meant to me. And it does, personally. My faith means a lot to me. But he also wanted to give his kids Christmas. He was raised with Christmas, and it was, I remember when our daughter was born, and, you know, he got tears in his eyes when he started talking about not having Christmas. And so I didn't want to just celebrate the toy holiday. That seemed a bad idea. So we turned it into what we call the giving holiday. And so we always were doing things that would help our community. We would adopt a family, and the kids, we would all go with the kids, and we would shop for that family so that they were buying gifts that they felt like they would want if they were five or if they were seven. So really what I think is important is to imbue meaning into the rituals and traditions that you have. And even if that meaning is only meaning just for your own family, that's the important thing. I have to say the one thing I that bothers me is when people celebrate things just, you know, to celebrate, to get those toys.
Right, the materialism.
To get those gifts. So there's something... there's something so wrong about taking something that should have some kind of spiritual meaning and turning it into that just kind of a hunt for gifts.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's also the symbol of light. Of course, you know, we talk about SAD, seasonal affective disorder, but what I love about the holiday candles, we have candles in our window for Christmas, and we light candles for Hanukkah. What, talk to me about the symbol of light during this time of year.
So I think that this goes way, 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 way back before there were any kinds of organized religion. I think that that idea of light in the darkness, we're talking about when it is the shortest days of the year, and you'll see all of the holidays and all of the different cultures. There is something about light. And I do think that there's something exciting about coming together being with people, being with community around, even when you think about being around a campfire, that kind of intimacy that comes when you're in the dark and you're with community and there are candles.
Well, we're going to hold a candle in the wind. And Beth, what are you going to sing for us today?
So I brought two really kind of cultural songs. One is a Hanukkah song about a dreidel, and the other is a Christmas song, an old-fashioned Christmas song about old Saint Nick.
Well, let's, before we start, what is a dreidel?
Oh, a dreidel, right. So a dreidel is a top, and it has four Hebrew letters on it, and each of the letters means, it stands for a word, and the sentence is, a great miracle happened there. So when we spin the top, one of those letters will come up. Now, it turned into a game, and so it's just a little game. And so each of the letters then have a numerical sort of meaning so that you might win the pot, you might lose everything.
Or get chocolate money.
Get chocolate money. So guilt, right? That has come into our public consciousness. You know, originally, I do have to say this because I think it's important. Hanukkah is a very minor holiday in the Jewish calendar, but because, of course, especially in the Christian communities where Christmas just was getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, that seemed to follow with Hanukkah.
So we love that at Radio St. Pete, we look to Ramadan and Kwanzaa and Christmas and Hanukkah. And for those who don't look to anything, go hug a tree. And now Beth Gelman singing her song.
Absolutely. Here, I'm going to put this capo on.
So. Now, you are a SAG actress, but since you're not acting, we don't have to worry about anything today, right?
That is correct. And you're going to hear me play guitar, and I am not a professional guitarist, which everyone will realize within about 2 minutes. Here we go. I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. Boy, I can't get this. Here it is. Hold on. Sorry. We had to move to I'm in a strange position to play. Here we are. Here we go. I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. When it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. And when you're dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. It has a lovely body with legs so short and thin. And when it gets all tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. My dreidel's always playful. It loves to dance and spin. A happy game of dreidel. Come play now, let's begin. Everybody? Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play.
St. Pete, Beth Gelman, the dreidel song.
I believe we learned that in third grade.
That's right.
Alexandria, Virginia.
There aren't a lot of Hanukkah songs, big Hanukkah songs. My daughter just sent me a TikTok of a comedian who talked about the difference between Christmas and Hanukkah music and how Christmas music always feels like a warm hug, and Hanukkah music makes you feel like you're being chased down a hallway in the dark.
And they actually do chase the dreidel in St. Petersburg is one of the events the Chabad does.
Yes.
And a big dreidel runs down the street, and a bunch of runners dressed in costume. I'm not making this up. Radio St. Pete really has seen this.
Yes, it's fantastic. It is fantastic.
Folks, we are here with Beth Gelman, who Keep the Faith is just one element of the fantastic podcasters and interviews we do here. Beth, what do you have for us next?
So I have a Christmas song in the public domain. So no worries here at Radio St. Pete. We don't want Radio St. Pete to have to pay for anything they don't need to pay for. This is an old-fashioned song called Old St. Nick, but I think people will recognize it. Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little one Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old St. Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries. One that can open and shut her eyes. Ho, 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 who wouldn't know? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with old St. Nick. Look in the stocking of little Bill. Oh, just see what a glorious fill. Here's a hammer and lots of tacks, a whistle and a ball and a whip that cracks. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. Doodly, 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 doo.
Hey, wow. You know, Beth, you have told me that you have performed. You're such a wonderful singer. Tell us some of the shows that you've been in. And also, I believe your husband said to you, not the gamine roles anymore. But I still think that you could be anyone.
Yes.
You're our own Audra McDonald.
So I did. Thank you. I wish God wishes that I wish that was true. She is something. It was interesting because I was out of theater for about 20, 25 years, and I recently went back, and yes, I was going through all my music, and all my music was not quite on track with who I am today, 25 years later. But it's been really fun getting to sing again. I've been so lucky. I've been able to do some extraordinary roles like Aldonza in Man of La Mancha. I did shows with Tony Shalhoub, with Barb Robertson, with Melissa Manchester. I did a show here in St. Pete a couple years ago. I was Emma Goldman in Rags. So that was Ragtime. Sorry. I was also in Rags a long time ago.
So Schmattas. We had Schmattas on.
I know, right? A lot of Schmattas, right?
You know, I have to say that, Beth, you're a woman of courage. You have so many talents. And how is it, and I mean this seriously, and Margot as well, going from being a journalist, a well-known journalist, I could go on and on about her accolades, into screenwriting with great acclaim, Bob Devin Jones. Beth, what can you tell people about having the courage? You know, I think the biggest gift is the courage to move on and to take on encore chapters.
So I think everybody has multiple dreams and desires inside. And to me, it's not courage. It is the excitement of being able to look around, to stop staring straight ahead, to look around. My mom used to always say, if a door closes, look for the window. And there are so many windows and doors around us. And I have always wanted to be growing and learning, and I'm just about the luckiest person in the world because I've been able to do so many really exciting things and important things and, most of all, fun, really fun things like this. So I am just always happy for any opportunity, and all I can say is I also understand, especially after defining yourself in a specific way for so long, I think that being alone and being at home and being by yourself and just sort of settling in is very attractive. And the brave part, I think, is reminding ourselves that there is a big community out there and we need to be out and about, because that helps us to just continue our journeys.
From your mouth to God's ears. You know, I want to thank all of the people in this room. You know, Joe Berdow, this is an encore chapter for me. I'm so grateful to Radio St. Pete to let me amplify voices in the community, to Beth and Margot and everyone who's been on air today. It's been just wonderful. Beth, will you give a shout out as to why Radio St. Pete is a great community resource and why people should support us?
Oh,
I'm shameless.
It is. No, you should. And I was just going to say, you're thanking all of us, and we should be thanking you, because this is not something that's available in every community, certainly not at this type of a professional environment. I think this is not, folks, nobody's in their basement. This is not, you know... this is not, what's the show with Garth? And, you know, that's not what this is happening here.
It isn't? I thought I was in my pajamas,
man,
still.
Right? Yeah, man. So I think it's extraordinary. And the different voices that you're able to hear, if you come and you just turn on the radio, that's what's extraordinary, is that I feel like I never know what I'm going to hear, but it's going to be something fabulous. And the podcast that you're doing, and I'm so lucky to be one of the people that gets to host a podcast, but so many different perspectives and people that you might not normally hear from, which is too bad because these people are fascinating. So thank you for everything that you're doing. And I'm just going to invite everyone to, please, this is such a worthwhile endeavor. I hope that you will support Radio St. Pete.